Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Huddle. ESPN Upstate's Greg McKinney and the coach, Josh Phillips. We are on location in the lobby at GHS Children's Hospital. We're out here till 4 o'clock. Mark Sturgis and whoever he can con into it will come out here. It won't be Josh Phillips, right?
No.
We'll come out here at 4 o'clock. Maybe Price is coming with Mark today. I don't know. But anyway, they'll be out here from 4 until 7 today. Then we're back tomorrow for the final day of Radiothon 2017. This is 2 days. And I realize we're breaking away from sports a lot today and tomorrow, Josh. We think it's a pretty good time of the year to do that. There's not a ton of stuff going on, you know, practice, camps, that kind of thing. But season's still a few weeks away, so this is the time of year that works for all of our radio stations. And I think it works out for us as a sports station right now, before things really get heated up, to come out and spend a couple of days with a community project like this. This is our big project of the year. And by our, I mean all the intercom stations. We have a lobby full of radio stations, WORD, Classic Rock 101.1, The Block, our new station is out here, B93.7, Magic 98.9. We're all out here in the lobby of this hospital. So there's you know, it's kind of like if you wanted to take out a bunch of radio people, they're all here. We should not all be in the same room at the same time.
You don't put them on the sequester us in a bunker.
But
anyway, half of us.
We're here for this cause, and we do it with you know, with gratitude. We like doing it every year for a couple of days to bring attention to this hospital, what it does for our community, and to raise money. By the way, we hit our goal last hour. We did hit the goal of 17 miracle makers for the 1 o'clock hour, and we pushed it down to about a minute before we hit that goal. But that doesn't matter. We hit that goal. So thank you to the 17 of you who called in last hour and pledged $20 a month or $240 one time to be a miracle maker for Children's Hospital. This hour, they've given us a break. We have a less ambitious goal. We only need 10 this hour. They're going easy on us this hour. I think we're going to get hit hard in the next hour, the 3 o'clock hour, because that's going to be a power hour. Power hours tend to have lofty goals. I've learned that in my many years of doing radiothons. I think my first radiothon was 2003, maybe. It's a long time ago. It's been almost 15 years that, you know, I've done this off and on, and I've learned a few things. And power hours are when they really put the heat on. But this hour, we'd like for you to be one of our 10 miracle makers in honor of this being the 10th annual Radiothon for Intercom. This thing was with some other stations before Intercom, but Intercom has now been involved 10 years. So we want 10 miracle makers by 3 o'clock this afternoon. That's $20 a month or a one-time gift of $240. And you can be one of those by calling 1-877-719-5437. 1-877-719-5437. 37. Enjoyed talking to the Hobgoods last hour. Josh, it's not easy talking to a family that lost twins, and that's a very emotional thing. But you heard that positive attitude. They had another child in the NICU a couple of years later. They had a better outcome there, and that young girl, Katie, is doing very well. But you know, you just can't say enough about parents who are willing to share what has to be an emotional, traumatic, devastating, really, experience in their lives for the benefit of our community.
Yeah, it does. It makes the money that people give, and I want to say thank you to the 17 miracle makers that gave in the last hour, and we're going to hit that goal of 10 in this hour, and it makes it real. It makes it real when you talk to them face-to-face, and they talk about losing their children because of health issues that they just couldn't overcome early in their young lives. And then to hear the joy in their daughter, who is now doing very well, that was in the NICU here. And then you hear them talk about the hands that help the healing, and that's all the nurses, doctors, support staff here at the Greenville Hospital System that you could tell Miss Hobgood was just so grateful for the support that they not only gave to their children that were here, but also her and her husband, as well as their extended family, and the support through the times that they had with their kids. So, and she actually talked about the specific thing that is giving today with our show to help out these kids, that it means something with the scrapbooks and different things that you do that keep a smile on these kids' face, as well as the parents when they're going through such trying times.
Absolutely. Thanks to the Hobgoods for stopping by and spending some time with us today. And we'll have more guests as we go throughout today and tomorrow to let them tell their stories personally, because we can talk about it all we want, you and I, but hearing the families is what makes the difference. And speaking of hearing from families, we want to hear from another family right now. This story is really touching. It's the story of Calvin Poindexter, who was born with Down's syndrome. His parents are Jeremy and Katie Poindexter of Greenville. Let's hear their story right now. Appreciate that story from the Poindexters, another touching story of a family, local family right here from Greenville, South Carolina. All this money stays right here, by the way, right here. Now, this hospital does not just serve Greenville, does not just serve Spartanburg, but it serves all of the upstate of South Carolina, parts of western North Carolina and northeast Georgia. It's a big regional center. But, you know, Josh, if you had to take your kid to Duke, or you had to take your kid to even Atlanta, or, you know, as far as way as Houston or something like that, imagine how bad that would be on you personally, trying to live in another city while your kid is sick. So having this hospital right here in this community is a tremendous asset for the community. I think one of the biggest things positive you can say about the Greenville area, Greenville-Spartanburg area, upstate area, is we have our own children's hospital that that is first class, that's top of the line, and you don't have to travel to another state.
No, which helps cut down on families' costs. And in today's world, quite honestly, it's very expensive to raise healthy children, let alone young folks that have some challenges within their health, or maybe a car accident or something like that. And so every little penny that you can save is a dollar or a penny towards your child's health care. And, you know, health care is such a hot-button topic nowadays, and to be able to be in a city where the Greenville Hospital System puts such an emphasis on children, that the facility is just first rate when you walk in, it's as good as anything anywhere in the country. And as we keep saying, the money stays here locally, because one day it might be one of my kids that are here that need your help, or one of your kids that is here and need your help, because the world isn't all sunshine and rainbows, as we all know, and things do happen unexpectedly. And it's nice to know, and comforting to know, that literally in our backyard we have such a first-rate staff and facility.
Let me thank a few people, the most recent donors to call in their pledges at 877-719-5437, including Donna from Greer, Martha from Pelzer, Megan from Pasadena. Pasadena, is that California?
California, all right.
All right, we'll take it. Darlene from Seneca is another one that just called in a pledge of $20, and we appreciate that. Thank you so much for your contributions. A couple sponsors to thank as well. Green Hill Pharmacy, our presenting sponsor. We appreciate them. Tote Board sponsor is Rewa and the Dig Greenville Project. And our 10-year anniversary sponsor is Ingles. And let me give this shout-out. I don't think you got here in time to get the lunch, Josh, but I did. Inky's Authentic Philadelphia Cheesesteaks and Hoagies brought out lunch today, and that was some good stuff. That cheesesteak was good, good stuff. So thank you for those guys. They're at Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley. Stop by and see Stacy and Jamie and the rest of the crew in the Hamricks Shopping Center, Highway 123, at Inky's Authentic Philadelphia Cheesesteaks and Hoagies, providing lunch today for the workers, the radio people, everybody who's volunteering here at the Radiothon on this Thursday afternoon. All right, we're going to take a break. We expect to be joined by the head football coach at Newberry, Todd Knight, when we come back. So stay with us as we roll on live from Children's Hospital in the Huddle on ESPN Upstate. here, Radiothon for Children's Hospital. Greg McKinney, Josh Phillips out here, Lonzo at the studio. We're looking for eight more Miracle Makers this hour. We have two, so looking for eight more by 3 o'clock. $20 a month pledge for our Children's Hospital at 1-877-719-5437. 1-877-719-5437. Looking for eight more people to say, hey, yep, I'll give a one-time gift of $240 or $20 a month for the next year to help out with our Children's Hospital. All right, let's go to the guest line and bring in the coach of the Newberry Wolves, Coach Todd Knight. Coach, how are you?
Doing good, Greg. What's going on in the upstate?
Oh, we're busy, Coach, busy. I guess you're probably a little busy yourself, right?
Nah, I'm not doing anything right now.
Getting ready for another football season down at Newberry and coming off a great season in the South Atlantic Conference, Coach. First of all, congratulations on that run last year.
Thank you, sir. It was a very special time here for the program, for the kids, for the institution. Doesn't happen around here very often.
No, but it was special, and you guys deserve all the credit in the world for that. And now you're coming in, I guess, as the favorite in the South Atlantic Conference again this year. Is that right?
Yeah, preseason ranking number one, first time in the history of the school.
Wow. That's an accomplishment.
Yeah, that's big for us around here. It really is. Our kids are jacked about it, and you know, it's kind of interesting. For years we've been chasing this goal of winning it. We've gone to the playoffs three or four times, and you know, come up short with the conference championship. And finally, we've attained it. We've always been the hunter. Now all of a sudden, we're the hunted, and I'm kind of interested to see how our kids respond to it.
Yeah, how do you address that with the kids? And not to get this going to their heads, the success of last year, the preseason number one, which I think you would probably agree with most coaches, doesn't mean a whole lot. It's what happens when you start playing, right?
It really doesn't. You know, it's an honor, and it's great to be in that position. You know, but like I said, we've been chasing it for so long, it's almost like I don't want to downplay it too much.
Yeah.
I want the kids to enjoy it, but let's go out and act like it too. If we're going to be number one, let's be number one.
Coach Todd Knight, Newberry Wolves on the line with us here in the huddle. And, Coach, they also released the All-South Atlantic Conference team, and I guess that came out this morning. And you guys have, what, seven first-team members?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And, again, what an honor. You know, a lot of good kids coming back. You know, we've lost some great ones from last year, but we've got a good surrounding cast that I think we can pull together with some really good leadership. You know, a kid like Markel Castle, he's the league-leading receiver. You know, he's not a giant, but, boy, he makes things happen. He makes some crazy, incredible circus catches. You know, the kid was the number two on the top 10 sports center list last year.
Is that right?
For a catch down here at little old Newberry. So, you know, he's a phenomenal receiver. You know, we've got a really good tight end in Baptiste Stigers that I think is the best tight end in the league. And then we got a kid that transferred in here that's pushing him to the point to where, you know, he's almost beating him out. So we're probably looking at playing a lot of two tight end sets this year, which we've never done before. But, you know, we got to put the best 11 out there. So, you know, we've got to tinker with it a little bit and find what's going to work for us this year. In the past, the quarterback was the key for us. We had arguably the best quarterback in the history of the school. He's gone, but we have a kid that played a lot for us last year, and Nick Jones. And, you know, Nick's confidence grew as the season went along, and I think he's poised and ready. But we got a great surrounding cast for him, so we don't have to throw it all on his back.
Coach, talk about your defense. I see four first-team conference defensive guys, Josh Parker, Jamarcus Henderson, Will Elm, and Joe Blue. Tell us about those guys.
Well, the thing you like about it is two guys up front. You know, you always say it, old coaches always say it, always starts up front. You know, we got two OL that's preseason all-conference and two DL is preseason all-conference, so that's a good sign. You know, Joe Blue at inside linebacker, again, I think is the best one in the league, and I think that kid can back it up any day. You know, he's been a winner for a long time coming out of Dillon. I think he won state championship three times in a row down there, and now continuing to do that here with us. You know, we may have some questions on the back end of it. We have guys returning from last year in the secondary, but you know, obviously at this point, preseason picks, they didn't get in. But again, it doesn't matter until we get started. And at the end of it, if their name's there, that's really what counts.
Coach Knight, this is Josh Phillips. Thank you for joining the show today during a hectic time for you in the middle of fall practice. You've been at Newberry now, entering your ninth season, a pretty long tenure. As you look around the South Atlantic Conference, considering that, you know, there are some scholarship limitations there, the league takes a back seat to nobody. When you look over the last couple of years, the run that you and your staff have been on, a few years ago, Lenore Ryan was in the national championship game, and then before that, of course, the stalwart Carson Newman. Although this is a difficult year for the league with the passing of Coach Sparks, but Redman has ascended the throne there in Johnson City. So talk about the strength of the league, the balance of the league, and how the league has really gotten better in the time that you've been there. Of course, Tim Clifton's been at Morris Hill, seems like, for 100 years. But just the strength of the league and the competitiveness of the South Atlantic Conference.
There's no question about it. I think it's the best small college football in the country. And week in and week out, it doesn't matter where you're ranked. You might be at the top or you might be at the bottom any given Saturday. In this league, anybody can win. And it's so – the pairing on it is so tight in this league. Nobody's really head and shoulders above anybody else. It comes down to that weird-shaped ball, and you know, you get a lucky bounce here and there. And it comes down to that just about every Saturday in our league. We're all so close with this thing. And, you know, it is a tragedy, the passing of the legend, the godfather in our league, you know, with Coach Sparks. And I have been here a long time. A head coach going into 9 years, been here 15 total as a DC and the head coach. But it's crazy, as a freshman, when I got off the bus playing ball at Gardner Webb, got off up at Jefferson City, Ken Sparks was the head coach that I was staring across the field at. So I've either played against, or coached against Coach Sparks my entire career as a player and a coach. So nobody I respected more than Ken Sparks. And you're right, Redman's going to do a heck of a job up there. I've known Coach Turner forever. He is a great guy and a good ball coach, and he will keep Carson Newman there, and I'm sure he'll do his best to elevate it and put his stamp on it over the years. And I wish him nothing but the best, except for when we play him. And
that's
you're absolutely
exactly
right. You're absolutely right. Tim Clifton is at least 100 years old. I think you said that. I'm just repeating what you said.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Again, I've known Tim forever. He's a great guy and does a heck of a job up at Mars Hill. So again, our league, you know, it's almost like, if you wanted to put it in perspective, it's a small version of the SEC. It really is.
Coach, you got a tough opener. You go to the Citadel September 2nd. That's a heck of a way to start, isn't it?
Woo, what are we thinking? You know, I don't know who's making the schedule up around here, but I need to have a long talk with them. You know, that's arguably the second best team in this state. And the best team right now, anyway, is the defending national champs, and the Citadel isn't far behind them, in my opinion. They're a really, really good team. It is a challenge for us. It's going to be a great experience for our kids, for our program, to go down into a setting like that and to play a team the caliber of the Citadel. Their coaching staff has done a tremendous job. And it's, again, going to be a huge challenge for us. But, you know, at the end of the day, they had a great year last year. We had a great year last year. They lost some kids. We lost some kids. You know, it's college football, man. You never can tell what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's a good one in Charleston on September 2nd. But you open up, I guess, your first home game would be the 16th against Virginia Lynchburg.
Yes, sir. And you know, we'll be on the road for 2 weeks. We'll go down there to Citadel to start it off with. We'll go up to Virginia Union, and then we'll come back home to a much-needed home game after being on the road for 2 weeks in a row. And hopefully we'll get it started right here with our faithful Wolf fans at Newberry on that day.
Very good. Coach Todd Knight, Newberry Wolves. Coach, it's always a pleasure. We'll be in touch with you and keep up with the Wolves this season. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you guys for having us.
All right, Coach Todd Knight. All right, we're going to take a break. There's a little shot at South Carolina.
I believe he fired a big shot at the Gamecocks. The Citadel, second best team in the state. I hear you, Coach.
Last time they played, we know what happened. So yeah. I guess they've earned that. Huh? We will come back here with a special guest at Radiothon here. So stay with us here on the Huddle live from GHS Children's Hospital on ESPN Upstate. We'll be right back. Welcome back. We're live in the lobby of GHS Children's Hospital, Radiothon 2017. Greg McKinney, Josh Phillips out here on location. Lonzo back at the studio. We're here today and tomorrow for our two-day Radiothon to help out our magnificent Children's Hospital here in upstate South Carolina. And we're joined here on site by Dr. Michael Stewart. He's the medical director of the neonatal intensive care unit out here at Children's Hospital. Dr. Stewart, how are you?
Great. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you for coming out. How long have you been here at this hospital?
About 3.5 years.
Okay. All right. Where'd you come in to hear from?
I came in here actually from my training in Denver, but originally from Houston, Texas.
All right. You're a Baylor guy, I understand.
A Baylor guy,
there
yeah.
There you go. All right. Well, there's a little football played out in that part of the country. They don't talk about it much around here, do they?
That's true. Absolutely.
We appreciate you coming on here. So give us an idea, Dr. Stewart, about what we're doing here with this Radiothon every year and how it directly relates. You guys don't turn any patients away, so medical care is not really what we're talking about. We're talking about some of the extra things, right?
Yeah, and so I guess a little bit of background about the Children's Hospital. So we're a regional perinatal center for the upstate, and so we basically have a 10-county catchment area. And so we have families that actually have their patients transferred to the ICU from a kind of pretty long distance away. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately for those babies that are admitted to the ICU, they may be with us for sometimes several months. It's an incredibly kind of stressful time for the family. And so we really are kind of focused on taking great care of their, you know, sons or daughters, but also kind of trying to help alleviate any of that stress. And so just a little shout out, last year we were able to kind of really focus on buying some webcams. And these were webcams that we could actually attach to each bed spot to where the families would actually get a, you know, private login to be able to log in and see their, you know, son or daughter from home on an app on their phone or on a website.
That's pretty cool.
And that was something that was specifically funded just through this Radiothon. So yeah. It was a wonderful, you know, thing for our families.
Yeah, I mean, can't just let anybody log in anytime. You got to have security involved and all that, so it takes a little bit of doing, I guess.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it was a big investment, but it was definitely something worthwhile because, again, if you think about families living 3-4 hours away, can't be here on a daily basis with their child.
Yeah, no question about it. Talking to Dr. Michael Stewart, the medical director of the neonatal ICU, we talk every year, Dr. Stewart, about how there are over 400,000 kid visits here at this hospital each year. That's a mind-boggling number of visits to one hospital.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, just at least the logistics on the neonatal ICU, the Bryan Neonatal ICU here at the Children's Hospital, we have about 900 admissions a year. Of that, again, we have patients ranging anywhere between term births with potential complications all the way to some babies born even less than a pound. So again, we see a huge, vast array of patients with, you know, potential illnesses.
Mm-hmm. Premature birth, I guess, is a fairly common reason people are here, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd say the vast majority of the reason that patients are admitted to neonatal ICU is actually due to prematurity.
Mm-hmm. Accidents do happen, though, so I guess you see some of that. I mean, just anything and everything, any kind of illness that may arise for a small one.
Yeah, absolutely. Basically, any infant that, you know, is having a little bit of trouble gets referred to us from various affiliate hospitals in the upstate.
Yeah. What can you tell us about how this hospital in, you know, Greenville, Spartanburg, mid-sized area, this is not a major city, major market, how does this hospital compare to what most communities have around the country? Do you have an idea about that?
So, I mean, I'll tell you that, you know, Greenville's NICU is one of the biggest in the state, if not the biggest, you know, and so we have a, you know, huge patient population, a huge catchment area, but, you know, from a kind of subspecialty support, you know, we have a vast array of physicians that take care of, you know, different illnesses, you know, due to their specialty and things like that. So it's a wonderful group of physicians and nurses, as well as ancillary staff taking care of these patients across the whole Children's Hospital.
How many doctors do you have just in the neonatal ICU?
There's nine in our our group, and then we have 15 nurse practitioners that help take care of these infants.
Nurse practitioners, okay, and then we hear about child life specialists, and what do they do for this?
Yeah, so we have child life specialists that come in, basically help the patients, usually a little bit older ones, that, you know, to kind of deal with the stressors of being in the hospital. You know, there's dog therapy that, you know, bring in pets and things like that. And then there's a vast array of kind of other ancillary staff, you know, the respiratory therapists that take care of the patients, as well as the physical therapists, occupational therapists, speech therapists, you know. So we have a vast array of patient or assistants, you know, with taking care of these patients in the hospital.
You're still a pretty young guy, but how much change have you seen in this kind of caregiving since you've been a doctor?
Yeah, I would say that the neonatal field's been incredibly exciting, because literally in the past, you know, 5-10 years, we're continuing to get, you know, more precise equipment to continue to improve our outcomes. They're still not perfect, and we're always working to do better, but, you know, we've been able to kind of, you know, continue to advance, you know, our technology and success stories.
Yeah, it seems to be working for sure. Well, Dr. Stewart, we appreciate it. We appreciate what you guys are doing, and I know you join us in telling people that if they call this number, 1-877-719-5437, with a $20 a month pledge for a year, or any pledge of any amount for that matter, you guys are going to make sure it's put to good use.
Absolutely. Thank you, and we really do appreciate your donations and help.
Dr. Michael Stewart, Medical Director of the Neonatal Intensive Care Unit here at GHS Children's Hospital. Thank you, Dr. Stewart. We appreciate that. So we are now still looking for our goal of 10 miracle makers for this this hour, the 2 o'clock hour, and we have 6. So, Josh, quick math. We
4.
Need 10. This is a test. We have 6. Yeah,
4.
Here's the problem. We only have 17 minutes left in the hour, so we need 4 of you to get on the phone and call in your pledge of $20 a month. This does not automatically renew. Next year, if you want to renew, that's up to you. But this is a one-year, $20 a month pledge to Children's Hospital. So $240 total. A lot of people will say, hey, you know what, I don't want to see it every month. I want to go ahead and give the $240 right now. You can do that. Just tell them when you call, and they will make it easy for you. This phone call takes about 3 minutes or so to get done. Just give your information, and you will see it show up on your debit or credit card. At $20 a month. So if you can do that, if you can pledge $20 a month to be a miracle maker, we're looking for 10 in honor of our 10th annual Radiothon. We've been doing this for 10 years, our Intercom group of stations. So we're looking for 10 miracle makers this hour by 3 o'clock, about 15 minutes left to do that. We need 4 more. Here's the number, 1-877-719-5437. Operators are standing by. I always wanted to say that. 1-877-719-5437. They will take care of you, and we will thank you. We see a little scroll of the contributions coming across our screen, and we're trying to shout out to those people as those come in. People like Darlene from Seneca, Donna from Greer, Megan. That's the one from Pasadena. Somebody's got some friends in California, I guess, because I'm not aware of a Pasadena, South Carolina. David from Greenville just calling in a pledge. Chris from Norcross, I believe that's Norcross, Georgia, calling in a pledge. Oh, my goodness, a $2,000 pledge from Chris. Thank you for that, Chris. That's awesome. Jesse from West Union calling in a $150 pledge, all in the past few minutes at 1-877-719-5437. So get that done. You'll take care of it quickly. It is tax deductible, and it is certainly something that will help this community by helping our Children's Hospital. We'll take a break and come back with more live at Radiothon 2017, GHS Children's Hospital. Greg McKinney, Josh Phillips out here on ESPN Upstate and The Huddle. Welcome back. The Huddle on ESPN Upstate's Greg McKinney and Coach Josh Phillips here at GHS Children's Hospital Radiothon 2017. Still looking for 4 more miracle makers for this hour, the 2 o'clock hour. 4 more in 9 minutes, so usually we get a little rush toward the end there, Josh, and we're going to need one to hit our goal of 10 miracle makers for our 10th anniversary of Intercom Radio sponsoring Radiothon. So we need 4 more of those folks to call in their $20 a month pledge at 1-877-719-5437. $20 a month or $240 as a one-time gift, and you can be a miracle maker. We've had a bunch of people do that. And we certainly appreciate everyone who has called in during the first 2 hours that we've been here on the air. We'll be back here tomorrow as well. And it's just 2 days a year to get this done, and we need your help. 1-877-719-5437. Today, the Coaches Poll came out, College Football Coaches Poll. USA Today puts this out. So we talked about this yesterday. Would there be any surprise at the top? And the answer is, nah. It's Alabama. It's Alabama at the top of the poll. That's not a surprise there. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think that's the right call, don't you, Josh?
Yeah, I do too with what they've got coming back. I know they've had losses mainly along their defensive front seven with Jonathan Allen and Reuben Foster, and those are big losses. There's no question. But Alabama just – they reload. I mean, what Nick has done in the last – 8 years. I mean, his first year, he had to get everything straight. And then after that, I mean, you realize Alabama is literally 3 or 4 plays away from winning 7 straight national championships. Yep. Think how crazy that is. So as long as Saban is there, then Alabama is going to be 1 or 2 really every year.
I wondered if it would be Ohio State or Florida State at number 2. That was a point of some debate going into this, and we still may see a different media poll. But it is Ohio State that was number 2 in this poll, and then Florida State number 3. You okay with that?
Yeah, I don't have much of a problem with it. One of the teams that jumps out to me is I know people have been high on Southern Cal, but to start them off at number 4 above the national champions at Clemson, that's a little bit of surprise. I would have thought, you know, they might be around 9 or 10, but apparently Amway Products is high and selling on Southern Cal.
Yeah, you don't buy that, huh?
Well, they've got to get by Washington, and I know they had a heck of a game in a shootout with Penn State, but the Pac-12 – there's going to be some landmines for Southern Cal. Yes, I know Sam Darnold is an exceptional player. Helton has seemed to have done a good job of, you know, stabilizing the leadership from Lane Kiffin to Steve Sarkisian and all the drama that entailed. He seems to have gotten things stabilized from that standpoint. But Washington's going to go they were a 10-3 team last year. So they're going to have to go out. Washington State's going to be better. Washington's going to be good. I'm real high on Utah. Like I said, I would have thought they would have been around 8 or 9, 4.
Pretty high.
That's pretty high.
Sam Darnold's a pretty good quarterback. Heisman Trophy candidate, probably favorite going into the season. I wondered if Clemson would make the top 5, and they did at number 5, at least in the coaches poll, the defending national champions with their 14-1 record. Number 5 in the coaches' poll. I suppose that's fair for Clemson. Interestingly, though, Josh, you know, there are 4 teams ahead of Clemson, and Clemson beat 3 of them last year.
Exactly.
They beat Alabama, Ohio State, and Florida State last year, and they're all ahead of them.
And they're all ahead. And that goes to where the national narrative is for Clemson, in that they have got to prove – at Dabo Swinney and his staff, they've proven they can win the national championship. Now they have to prove that they're not tied to that national championship with Deshaun Watson. And the only way they're going to do that is just like with Alabama. Alabama made 4 or 5 straight national championships with 4 or 5 different quarterbacks, 3 different offensive coordinators, but yet they were right there playing for the big prize every year. Clemson has to prove that in order for them to get that respect, they've got to make a run like that.
You've got 4 Big Ten teams in the top 10. We already mentioned Ohio State at 2. Penn State checks in at 6. Michigan at 9. Wisconsin at 10. So, I like Harbaugh and all that, but I don't know if he has enough to be number 9 in the country preseason. We'll see. And Wisconsin, I do believe, deserves that top 10 ranking.
Yeah, Wisconsin, I like. They're probably going to play. To me, that side of the Big Ten is going to come down to that game with Northwestern that Wisconsin has at home. Mm-hmm. And I think they're probably going to win that game and play Ohio State for the Big Ten championship. I'm like you. I'm not buying Michigan. Michigan, with the losses that they had, they're technically replacing 6 starters on defense as well as several players along their offense. So, Harbaugh's a good coach, not taking anything away from that, but I agree with you. Placing Michigan at 9, that's more of a futures bet than it is what is in actuality. So I think they're going to come back to earth a little bit. Big Ten's going to be tough, but a lot of love for the Big Ten.
No doubt.
Even though they took it on the chin pretty good in the bowl season.
Penn State at 6, we mentioned. Washington checks in at 7. Oklahoma at 8. Oklahoma seems to be highly ranked every year, and then they disappoint.
Exactly.
Michigan 9, Wisconsin 10. Here's a look at the second 10. Oklahoma State, Mason Rudolph, the quarterback out of Northwestern High School in Rock Hill. They are 11. LSU at 12. Again, maybe. 8-4 team last year. Questions at quarterback. New coach in Ogeron. Do you buy LSU at 12 this year?
Potentially, yes, because of the move that Coach O made with bringing in Matt Canada.
Yeah.
You couple him up with Dave Aranda, their defensive coordinator, and I think Coach Orgeron has got one of the top-flight staffs in all of college football. And I think the thing, much like Clemson, they're going to have to solidify who their quarterback's going to be.
Yes.
And what type of offense do they want to be? Do they want to be the ground and pound that they are noted for, or do they want to spread it around? Because one of the things that has always shocked me about LSU is they have had elite wide receivers, but they never get them the football. And Darius Geis is probably going to lead the SEC in rushing this year.
Yeah.
So they're going to be a very balanced team. But I like the fact that Matt Canada is down in the bayou. I'm liking LSU. I think I picked them second in the West behind Alabama.
Auburn, a lot of people pick second in the West, and they are 13th. Just skipping ahead, Georgia at 15. We'll see about Kirby Smart's second year. Florida out of the SEC at 16. Louisville back to the ACC at 17 with the defending Heisman Trophy winner and Lamar Jackson returning at quarterback. Miami, Coach Mark Richt, the Hurricanes at 18. And Virginia Tech out of the ACC at 22. Tennessee out of the SEC, I don't know about that either. Tennessee 24, we'll see. They better be for Butch Jones' sake. He better end up 24
or better. Not my poll yesterday, right?
That's right. That's right. Some questions about that. But pretty good representation from the ACC and SEC and the coaches' top 25 preseason poll out today. All right, back on the other side, much more to come here from Radiothon 2017 at Children's Hospital. GMAC, Coach Phillips, and Lonzo back at the studio in the huddle on ESPN Upstate.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.